we have with us, ladies and gentlemen, a special Misconnection reader today. Good morning, Bobby.
I'm just so amazed that you even have a sponsor for this.
That's, oh, yeah. This is a really
big
deal.
Big time.
Yes.
It's big time.
Well, I'm honored to be here.
All right.
As you should be. As you should.
You kick it off today.
I'm looking for the big, beautiful woman that danced at the Paradise Club. You see, I was there about a year ago. Wanted to come back to see you again. And, of course, now it's closed. You said you were 19. Lived in Neenah. If this is you, email me back with a picture so I know it's you.
Girl at Aldi, I was right behind you at checkout line. You were wearing a very distinctive skirt that made your body very sexy. I wanted to strike a conversation with you, but I did not have the guts to do it. By the time I went outside, you were gone in your car. Tell me what car you drive so I know is you.
All right, I'm not a paying member of Mate One in another site, but flirted with D-cups. I'm looking to get in touch with you.
All right.
Let's see. Beer Fest.
Hi. So this is a first, but had no other ideas. I was at Beer Fest with a few friends last Saturday. Walking around, I noticed a stunning woman more than a few times. You were tall and had strawberry blonde hair, gray shirt, and jeans on. You were with two of your friends, one male, one female. I came up to you and told you I thought you were absolutely gorgeous. Your friend talked to me for a minute, and your other friend said something about you liking guys with beards. Anyway, I walked away not getting your number. I thought about it later and looked for you to no avail. So if you know who I am and would like to get to know me a little, I know I'd love to get to know you. Drop me a line. Really hoping I find you again. Fingers crossed. Winky.
Hey, babe. Tell me what I purchased from you when you said yours was bigger than mine. So I know it's you. Your boss walked up just when I was going to ask you out. You seemed like a cool person. I'd like to party with you once I see if we click.
This isn't my last one, just so you know.
Panda Bear, I seen you at Walmart the other night, and I have to say, you were looking so fine. We locked eyes for a really long time. I think you really wanted me. I was love at first sight. You must have noticed that I showered and brushed a tooth. I even washed the stain out of my backup pair of pants. So if you want to hook up and go out for a fancy McChicken sandwich, I would buy. I love McDonald's because they give me so many napkins. I stick them in my pants just in case I have an accident. I also have pegs on my three-wheel bike so I could pick you up in style. Maybe I will let you drive. If this sounds like fun, hit me up, Panda Bear.
I like it when Katie goes Duck Dynasty.
Oh, absolutely.
It's kind of fun.
Yep.
All right, I watch you all day long. I need you. You won't even give me the time of day. Please tell me what I have to do to win you over. I can love you like no other. You are a princess, and I would worship the ground you walk on. There's nothing more attractive than an authoritative woman in uniform, and I know. Your humor and bubbly personality complements it. I know you know who I am and probably how I feel. If you ever give us a chance and want to give us a chance, please do so. I promise that you'll never forget it. Hopelessly in love with you forever.
People are critiquing you, Bobby. Put a little more heart into it, Bobby. Come on.
Wow. That's a rough crowd.
I know.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is this your last one or you got one more?
No.
Okay.
All right. You are served me and my son last night and you are smoking hot. Jody. Holla if you are single.
It's Misconnection Wednesday on IXX, Bobby.
It's been over a year since I've last tried to get in contact with you, Jovan. I met you on Craigslist, actually trying to fulfill my human desires. You lived in Green Bay. This was a couple of weeks before you had to move to Ohio to take care of your grandmother. Remember that?
The old, I have to move because I have to take care of my grandmother line.
You were supposed to come visit me the same night that we met, but your friend that was supposed to take you, well, he was being a, let's just say this word rhymes with Rick. You didn't have a car either. We only ever exchanged pictures, texted, talked on the phone. Then I found out you were moving away to Ohio, no less. You moved there because you had a drinking problem and your friend from back home wanted to help you. And it was the only way. Quotations around only way.
Yeah.
So your grandpa came and picked you up and took you away from me. At this point, we still have never met in person.
What?
You started your new life working 13-hour days, night shift if I remember, at a pizza place that you hated. One day I tried texting you again just to find out that you had changed your number. But you'd never told me.
Oh.
That's love. This is called Get the Hint, Lady.
Right.
What pizza places are open 24 hours right. and you work a 13-hour night shift?
Right.
Am I your daddy? Well, I've been thinking a lot over the past 33 years, 4 months about children. Mostly about the ones that me or my identical twin brother may have fathered. When we lived in Alabama, we were engaged to the same woman for 4 years, and she never knew there were two of us. Now, a few years later, we moved to the Appleton.
Dated
quite a few of the same women for a while. A few times we got caught at it, though, and there are women's that never talk to me no more. The women's here seem smarter than back home. Anyway, I hear now and then rumors about kids that had daddies from Alabama. You would be somewhere between 33 years, 4 months, and 24 years, 7 months. That minus however long it takes to go from pregnant to born. I guess you could be a month or two different if you weren't born a month or two late. I just want to know if you were mine. I want to meet you, get to know you, go fishing or something, but not now. Too darn cold. P.S. I'm really good at that game, ball in a cup.
All right. Misconnection Wednesday brought to you by Optivision. For LASIK, $13.50 regardless your prescription. 1-800-20-HAPPY. Got to give them a call. Bobby, thank you very much for filling in today. Always